Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is JD of JD's Man Cave, and we're here again in Houston, Texas on a big old Saturday night, 7 o'clock as usual, baby. And it's been a hell of a week in Houston. You know, we have a governor that came on in Texas here, and he's talking about amping everything back up to 75%. Amidst this COVID-19 situation, and I just don't think we're ready for that yet. You know, we got these kids getting ready to go back to school. I think next week they'll be heading back. I've been watching them hop on the bus here and there, going, but some schools are already in. I don't know where, but there have been schools. That's Penny, y'all see, sliding in here. She can't do without me. But, yeah, there are some schools that are in somewhere. I don't know where they are, but I just don't think that they should be sending these kids back to school as of yet. This year should have been chalked up as a wash and just wait till next year and bring them kids back so that we have a better stronghold on COVID-19 and know the symptoms better. We know how that they contract it. How that, you know, just how to deal with the situation more. But we are rushing back to get these kids back in school and get America back to working, get 75% capacity going with these businesses. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going out there right now. I'm going to stand back and watch for a little while. And see how many funerals I end up at before I end up at my home. So, yeah, we're just going to just pray and put our mask on. That's all I've been doing. But, yeah, so I got my guys are getting ready to head into the studio. You know, as usual, they'll be popping in. And here we go with my buddy right here, Big Reggio. What's happening, baby?
What's going down?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting here. I was just talking about the governor coming on this week, talking about amping everything up to 75%. And I don't know. I was telling the viewing audience that I don't know about them, but I'm not going on nothing that they got to say right now because they really don't even know how this virus is truly contracted. You know, so I'm not still not going around no large crowds and large gatherings. I'm cool.
I feel you on that. You know,
there's nothing that they opening up that I have missed that I got to hurry up and rush and get back out there too. So no, I'm good.
Yeah, me and you both.
Yeah.
Red, tell you what, man. I'm tired as hell right now.
Yeah, you told me your wife got you today with the wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. It's two things that I avoid, Reggie, in my life. I have been lucky enough to avoid my whole life. One is a wheelbarrow. The second is being on the wrong end of a shovel.
Hey.
And the body is usually a shovel and a wheelbarrow go together.
Yeah.
So if I either one of them, I get the hell out of Dodge. Either one of them gonna work a snot bulb out your nose. That's for sure.
I worked at a tile company with a shovel one time. And, hey, man, I had to work hard to get to the forklift.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I couldn't. The shovel action, hey, man, it was something serious.
Bro, let me tell you something. I don't know who invented that shovel, but that shovel is a mad summer gun, brother.
The only thing I can't complain about, she didn't use my money to buy the wheelbarrow. It was my mother-in-law paid for it, so hey, man, at least it didn't come out of my pocket this time.
Right. Hey, look, that was your silver lining in that dark cloud that came over the house.
Yeah.
At least you didn't have to pay for it and have to work with it.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, well, hey, bro. Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum, I've been at home all day cooking.
Yeah.
And this house smell like an old lady been in here cooking all day long. And it is immaculate in here right now. Everybody around here is laid out in the flow, laid out everywhere. That's what happened when you smother some oxtails with some rice and gravy together. You know, mm-hmm. a fresh collard greens, and then a big pan of Jiffy cornbread. That pretty much ends a day anywhere in America. Yeah. That'll end the day for sure.
I look like I was at the wrong house.
Yeah. you know, you can come on over. I got some for you. That's for sure if you want it. You know that.
I think for my last meal, I might throw me on some tomorrow and see what it do.
Right. I feel you.
Look like we got somebody coming on, huh?
Yeah, that's Kenny Wayne.
My bad, fellas.
What's going on, Kenny Wayne?
How you doing? I was having technical difficulties.
Hey, don't feel bad.
It was probably user error. There wasn't no technical difficulty.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I feel you. Look, you sound like KJ the other week talking about, man, I couldn't click. And then find out he was clicking on the wrong thing. I say, yeah, that's user error. That ain't even difficult. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. Hey, life goes on. We here now. And we glad to have you, Kenny Wayne. That's for sure. How's your day been going, brother?
Oh, we was up there. We had a grand session meeting today. A grand lodge meeting.
Hey, Kenny.
We had a grand.
Are you here?
Yeah, I am.
We had a grand lodge meeting today.
I lost you too on the vocals. But anyway, we'll get this together.
Yeah, I can hear you. I got my
production manager. She should be handling the situation. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll tell y'all what, I'm going to leave and I'm going to come back. And we'll get right back in it.
Can you hear me, Kenny Wayne?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I guess it must be on his end.
Yeah. User error.
Hey, that sounds about right. Hey, I was having a hard time trying to get on to myself. It looked like they changed the format.
Yeah, but when I turned on my phone, raised the volume, my Bluetooth was still on to my headphone. So I had, and I'm in another part of the house.
Okay.
So I just went and grabbed my earphones and turned off the Bluetooth.
Yeah. Woo! I guess he must really be having some problems. He ain't came back yet.
Nah.
So what's been going on your end?
Nothing. Just had a busy day. Got up this morning. I had to go pick up one of my sisters. And we went to Houston. We had a thing called Grand Lodge meeting. Okay. Then went over another thing, Eastern Star, by me being a patron. I take part in it too, me and another couple of guys. It was just two of us up in my lodge. And we got a degree called Queen of the South. And, you know, just a lot of good stuff, man.
This was up.
Yeah.
Got to go to my Lowe's. Wife had me out in the yard today.
Yeah, I got to go to Lowe's. I get my lawnmower back. I'm going to cut one of my sister's yard. I go to push it. The wheels ain't turning in the front.
Oh.
So I looked up under the rod. So tomorrow I'm going to get up in the morning, go to Lowe's, go and get a rod, fix it up, go and cut out yard, and probably go cut hers and I get off Monday.
Sound like you got a riding lawnmower, huh?
Mm-mm. A tri-built, regular.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah. My wife went and bought a wheelbarrow today and put me to work in the yard today, so that's what I've been doing all day. I'm tired as hell.
Yeah. I don't want no riding lawnmower unless we get like 2 acres.
Yeah.
I can use that. And when my grandsons come to the yard, I'm going to have them with the ones out the motor.
Not the the leave the people lawnmower.
Yeah, they can't use the blower, nothing. They got to rake leaves and grass.
Hey, well, hey, we all use it. I used to do it. It ain't gonna hurt them.
Hmm. Yeah, my dad didn't have it. You got out there that lawnmower, that rake, and them bad. Want no blow one?
No. Hey,
what's up, fellas? I'm back, man.
All right.
Apologize for that. I couldn't hear either one of y'all for a second. I don't know what happened to the audio situation, but hey, we back and we in full effect.
Cool.
Yeah. Y'all was talking about Reggie and that shovel, huh? Kenny Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my grandfather called it that ignis spoon.
That what you call it, ignis spoon.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. But let me tell you something. Whenever they break one of them out, it's some hard work about to happen, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's some hard work about it's some back-breaking, grueling type situation about to go down.
Yeah, and nothing pretty about that.
Not at all.
Believe me, when I was putting that fence up and I had to dig them holes for that fence, I had to take a break every 15 minutes.
Did better than me. I'd have been able
to. You have to dig at least 2 feet to the ground to put the pole in the ground so it'll be stable.
Right.
You didn't have a pothole digger the one you hit in the ground and twisted and pull it up. You don't have them?
I had a shovel, man. The pole digging shovels where you put it down and you squeeze it and pull the dirt out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I had.
All right, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the one with the motor where you just drill it in and pull it out.
Nah.
Oh, nah, that what you should have went in, you should have went and rented you one of them, Reg.
Yeah.
You could have rented one of those from Home Depot.
Yeah, but the thing about that, the wives don't want to see you have it that easy, man.
What is that, kid away? That's too much like right.
Yeah, they don't want to see it that easy.
Yeah, now that's too easy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I ain't gonna lie, she was out there helping me dig, so I can't complain.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't complain either, because like when I'm outside cutting, she'd be trimming, she'd trim like the yard up, pick up trash and stuff like this. She ain't gonna do no weeding, but she'll trim up the yard. So I can't do no complaining.
Yeah, well, the weed eating to me is the hardest thing.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because I got one of those gas weed eaters, and they pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I take a break every time I use it.
Yeah, you're right. You need to get you one of them shoulder straps, Reggie, and put that thing around you.
Yeah.
So that, but it will get heavy.
Oh, yeah, it's not like a shoulder strap on it, but hell, it don't help.
What you say, Reggie? That don't help.
That don't help at all. You still gotta hold it with your hand. And
right.
Guide it and lift it up and do whatever you gotta do with it. So hey man, it is what it is.
Especially not in this Texas heat, it don't help.
Yeah, I was so glad it was kind of cool today, man. It wasn't too bad today.
Yeah, life is getting a little better in Texas. But we got this Gulf storm. Look, Reggie and Kenny, they done ran out of names of storms, man. There's been so many of them this year. 2020 been a fool, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I don't know. Look, I remember a year where they ran out of the names for the storm in my lifetime. They said they finna start naming them just Alpha and Beta and all the way through the alphabet if they have to. I said, well, damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they done ran out of names for the storms this year. And that means we done had two daggum many of them.
Yeah, hey, man. There's a lot of them. But in my lifetime.
2020 been beating us up, man.
Yeah, this pandemic.
We got a pandemic. Look, not only that, let's talk about your girl left here, Reggie.
Who's RB, that?
She gone.
Who was that?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the female Supreme Court justice.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she passed yesterday, I think it was. Was that yesterday, Kenny yeah. Wayne?
Yeah, that was yesterday. 87, yeah. 8. I think she was like 87.
Yeah, she had been battling some illnesses. You know, many people were trying to get her to hold on and live through Trump's presidency so that he won't have a chance to try and slide him another Supreme Court justice in there. But Trump only got, you know, another 50-something days or so. But you can rest assured that Donald Trump gonna try something, man. Because,
well, look, man.
He was a big advocate of Obama not putting somebody in there before he left out of there because he was close to the end of his presidency. But watch Donald try to do the exact same thing.
He's the biggest hypocrite ever. You know,
well, I'm hoping that they do the same thing to him that they did to Obama.
Exactly.
They should.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking for too, Reggie.
To me,
they pushed it off and waited till after the election before they allowed a president to, you know, Donald Trump was able to put somebody in there as soon as he got in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So but it shouldn't be like that, you know. If you were president, y'all don't pick who you got to pick, and you know, and let it be what it is, you know. But they it's always some kind of hidden agenda, you know. We can't make no deals because you know somebody want to slip something in on the deal, and it's just ridiculous, man. Just go on, vote on what y'all voting on, and stop trying to. Well, I'll vote for you if you know let me slip this in on the deal too. I mean, it's always something underhanded going on. I hate that about our government.
Let me tell you something about our. It is politics is just what it say. It is politics. They all out for themselves. It's all for the gain of their agenda. So that's why we have to be diligent when we voting to get people in there to push our agenda, man. Because I'll tell you something, it's some crookedness going on. Basically, with our political system, Rich, you gotta vote for the least crook, lesser. The evils. That's about it. Cause all of them crooked.
But you know what, man? If they made it so that you couldn't make no money while you was in office, and you only could have so much money before you even ran for office, you probably wouldn't have all this. You know what I'm saying? Just put people in there that's just gonna do the job. You know what I'm saying? But you got millionaires and billionaires in office, and all they're gonna do is help out the people that's like them.
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Y'all remember the pandemic first started and they was bailing out them companies?
Yeah.
How you gonna bail out the Lakers?
That don't have no money coming in at all, but y'all arguing on how much y'all gonna give us and when y'all gonna give it to us.
Yeah. Right.
But they got other countries that's passing out money every month.
Y'all seen what Canada did?
Yeah.
Well, Canada showed that.
Yeah,
the U.S. could take a page out of what Canada did. $272 million to help black businesses and to build black businesses. Another couple million or so to help out in the black community, help push their agenda and stuff for the small black businesses. That's how it should be here. We built a country.
Yeah, but
so you know, Canada learned how it's supposed to be done. France got that free education, like for colleges. Canada, same thing. You go to college here 4 years. If you don't have a scholarship, you're in debt almost the whole time you work.
Right.
Yeah, you got to pay, what's her name, Sally Mae? I had to pay Sally Mae. Excuse what I'm about to say, but me and Sally Mae ain't had no relations, you know? Right. So, what did I have to pay, her?
Look, Kenny Wayne, you go to the store, you get them loans and them grants, and you get your job, and you be damn near to retirement and still ain't paid off your student loans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That don't make no sense. That made a lot of sense. He said America is set up with the banks to keep you broke. You know, you put your money in this bank. You go out there, you work 80 hours every 2 weeks. Put your money in the bank. But if you overpay on something, after they take out their fee, you owe them that.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works, baby.
So it's like, man.
Hey.
But America can print their own money. So why is the banking system like it is? Greed.
Wow. Exactly. You know, that's what,
but you know what?
The thing about the it. Bank,
go huh? ahead. No. I was going to say the banks been bailed out too. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. How you bailing out banks?
Right. Yeah.
No, but that's what we have.
Can't say about the blessing. It's a blessing in disguise, basically, with this COVID-19 situation. I don't know about you guys, but this situation taught me that you have to have multiple streams of income coming into your house if you want to survive in America. Because yeah. There were so many people who were dependent upon, you know, having decent jobs and basically living check to check and whatnot. And as they say, barely making ends meet. But with this COVID situation, it was such an abrupt, shock to the economic system of not only the country, but a lot of just individual households. And you had to think fast on your feet and scramble and rearrange and push this over there, rob Peter to pay Paul and all kind of stuff just to keep your balance, you know, once the first hit. I know I did anyway. But it also taught me the value of having more than one income stream in a household. Because, I'll tell you something, if I didn't have more than one income stream, we'd be under right now. But thank God that I'm a hustler. My wife is a hustler. We are good with our hands. We have technological savvy. So we have been able to maintain and actually thrive within this COVID-19 situation. But I do sympathize and empathize with those families who have suffered throughout this. And, like I tell people, it's just, you just have to get back to a entrepreneurial spirit, a dual income or triple income type situation for your household if you want to make it in America. You know, all of the, you know, all of that, go to school, get you a good job, and go to work and retire. That's not the reality for most black households anymore. We got to get out here and scramble and scrape and scratch and put it together. So I'm just thankful to God for the opportunity and the ability to, think fast and balance myself out real quick. How's it been going over there on your end, Reggio?
Oh, man, it's been a struggle, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I can't complain. You know, I think of it like this. There's always somebody that's doing a whole lot worse than I'm doing. You know, so I'm just trying to hang on till it's over. You know what I'm saying? What'd you say? Tough times don't last long, but a tough person will. So, you know, that's the situation I'm in right now.
Right.
You know.
How about you? Everything all right over there?
It's been all right. Only thing, I've been working through the pandemic. But
right.
Like my company, you know, we make good money, but the elements. See, like if it rains bad, we don't go to work. You don't get paid for that.
Yeah. Right.
You know, like I told you that day, you know, when you work for us. You know, hey, but, you know, it's a job. We're not homeless. We're not hungry. You know, I thank God for that. Ain't no such thing as a perfect life nor a lifestyle. So I can't complain about nothing that's going on over here. Because I know one thing, it's cool in here. I can get up, go get me a glass of water, I'm going there, turn on my TV, watch a movie with baby. I can go in there, whatever I want to eat is in there. And that's by the grace of God. Because, you know, some people during this pandemic then got evicted, then lost food, clothes, and some of everything else. But we still able to maintain. Is it?
Right. Well, can I tell you something that really touched me that a lot of people may not have noticed during this pandemic, and I noticed it early in the pandemic, that they were having food banks and food distribution places all over Houston. Mm-hmm. I saw some cars in those lines where they had those cars lined up.
Mm-hmm.
They had some cars and trucks in those lines, man, and I know they belong to some people who never thought they'd be in that situation. You know what I'm saying? These are $60,000 cars, $60,000, $70,000 trucks lined up to try to get some free food.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, man. I know. You know what? I'm just thankful that I'm not living in a situation. Because you got a lot of people who live to the end of their money, is what I'm going to say. They are stretched out, you know what I'm saying, with their bills down to almost the last dadgum penny. That what they earn is all billed out by the time they get it. And I'm just not an advocate on living like that. You know what I'm saying? I like to have some money in the bank, some savings, some cushion, as they say, some fallback, some go get what you want type money sometime. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be everything contingent on all my bills. You know, you're working hard. All you're working for is to pay bills. I don't want to live like that. And I know that there are people who found out that that's not the way to live because they ended up on the wrong end of the spectrum when it came down to it after this COVID-19 situation. So how do you guys feel about savings in your household? Are you a big advocate of that or how do y'all handle that?
Yeah, we put back.
Yeah.
She's better than I am. I admit that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's way better than I am. Cause like when I met her, you know, I wasn't really into banking. You know, I had a rush call.
Right.
You know,
well, thank the Lord for that woman in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a rush call, Reggie.
Yeah. I'm an open book. I had a rush call when I met her.
Right.
And I'm with Texas First. They're a pretty good bank. They had an issue, but me and I also have a joint bank account at Texas Education. Well, you know, that's mainly where we're going to be putting everything at.
Right.
She, you know, she had that. And I met her, but once we got married, you know, we're on both accounts. But the federal that credit union is where we're mainly going to put our money. That's mainly where that's going to go.
Well, that's a good idea. And like I said, man, thank the Lord for good woman, huh, man? That was it.
But don't get messed up. I had some money on that rush card now. I had a grip on that rush card. I didn't worry about no bank fees, none of that neither.
Yeah, but I'm actually in my household, Kenny Wayne. I'm the one who does most of the saving and managing of the money because I've always been good at it. You know, we know what we're good at. But, you know, my wife is a very, very creative one and the one who handles what we invest our money in. And I'm the one who does the savings, you know, but we good at what we do and we do our, you know, we both work as a team and do our parts. But we always going to keep us something in the bank, some fallback, some, you know, some just in case money, because you never know. It's called emergency for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
got something put up for emergency just in case. Yeah, so I thank the Lord for having a good woman on my team who, you know, has the insight to allow me to be the one who does the saving and the balancing of the books. Mm-hmm. And like I said, she is more of the creative one in our relationship, and she's the one who has the vision for all our entrepreneurial endeavors. And yeah. I make sure that we're able to finance them. So, yeah, I understand, brother. Like I said, there is no way in the world a household can work without it being some teamwork. You just have to know what you got and know what your strong suit is and to handle that in a household. You're absolutely right. So, Reg, what's going on down your end? Everything straight? How you feel about the situation?
Well, me and my wife both, we both like to save, you know what I'm saying? I've always been a person to save money. I save stuff for, you know, if it's something I want, I always save for it, you know. But since I've gotten with her, I noticed that she's a saver too. You know, we save our money. But right now, during this COVID, you know, we've been dipping into our savings pretty much because of, you know, situations that we're in right now. But, you know, we still making it, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the savings, I don't know what would have happened to us because we'd have been in a world of trouble. So I definitely believe in savings because you never know when you might need to dip into it.
Exactly. That's why I, as they say, Reggie, make hay while the sun shines. Because when it rains, you can't make no hay, baby. And you're going to always need some hay. You never know when, you know, like I say, you got, when you had the opportunity to make it, make the money, make it and put it up. Don't spend every dime you get. You know, you got some people who money burn a hole in their pocket. It be burning them up. They can't hold it. They got to let it go. But not understanding the power of money and money being a, like I said, well, just in general, when it comes to the Black community, our financial literacy is very, very low in most households. You know, we don't recirculate the money in our community. We don't hold on to the Black dollars. We don't even understand the buying power of the Black dollars. We need to get back to teaching ourselves interest rates, you know, financial banking tactics, investment strategies. We don't teach our kids none of that stuff. And all that stuff is taught in these white households. That's why you have these white kids are groomed to be entrepreneurs, and Black kids are groomed to be workers and consumers. That's where we end up failing at most of the time in society. Yeah. We need to get to a entrepreneur and a financial literacy that at least shadows or gives some type of pressure to what white folks are doing in this global economic battle that we're fighting. We're losing. Basically, we're losing as a Black society. Yeah. But, say again?
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, when it comes to the teaching now, nowadays, a lot of these kids think they know it already. You know, that's it's a lot of us are dealing with, you know.
Well, the thing about
my own bills, I pay my own bills. I'm going to do it like this. Okay. You right. know, all I can do it like my pops do me. I turned 47 on the 7th. He don't cuss. He don't fuss. He just give me a circumstance that done happened in his life that I've seen. And I know from pulling from that, oh, nah, I need to go and do this. You know, exactly. And that's how I am. You know, say, man, when you get this here, put this stuff, give it to her. You know, stuff like that. Because, like, I remember being a kid and seeing my grandfather come home. He drove trucks from Texaco.
Right.
And he would come home, cash his check, and get the money to my grandmother. And she ran sterile process for Herman Hospital. But when he got paid, he's going to come home, make sure the household is taken care of. Because he know she's going to put that up. and pay the bills that they have. The rest gonna be put up. And
right.
That's what I saw. You know, I come home, I got the call, I pay the bills, and I know how to transfer over whatever I need to her, and she do what she got to do. You know,
amen.
I don't.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, all
that's good, you know what I'm saying, when you got a good woman, though. When you don't have a good woman, then you can't do that. You know, because, you know, I know a situation, I'm not going to name any names, where the husband was coming home and giving the woman the whole paycheck, but then he needed to come borrow money just to get gas because she didn't want to give him no money, of his money. You know, and I personally couldn't do that. But
no.
Fortunately, I have a wife where I can give her my money, and when I need it, she's gonna be there and have my back. But not a lot of women are like that, you know, especially the younger generation.
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah. You'll learn.
Well, hey, Reggie, what that boy say? Yeah. Whatever you learn. Like Stewie on the Family Guy, whatever we learn.
Yeah,
hey, I've been there before. I've been there. Bills getting half paid. My bills not getting paid at all. You know what I'm saying? You working hard, but none of your bills getting paid.
Imagine coming back from spring and people from the apartment complex tell your rent hasn't been paid in 3 months.
Hey, imagine somebody you get the call from the bank telling your house is about to go in foreclosure because they haven't been receiving no payments. But you've been sending the money home faithfully, but the house is in foreclosure.
Yeah.
Believe me. That's a situation, you know, you have to do a short sale just to get out of it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. But like I say, man, we are financially illiterate as a black community. We don't understand investing power or the buying power that the black community, we actually are more than $1 trillion worth of buying power in the United States alone. And we don't circulate it within our community at all. Most of it goes right back. As soon as we get our hands on it, we buying something and pushing it right back out the black community.
Yeah.
But we just don't invest in one another. We don't support each other's businesses. We don't come together and make businesses. We would rather be consumers than entrepreneurs. And that's a mindset that, because you got to understand that them Asians come over here with, they be hell bent on getting them a loan and starting a business immediately as soon as they get off the boat or however they get over here. But not us. They get we get caught up with bad credit, can't get a loan, we can't get nothing, and end up being in debt for the rest of our daggum life.
Let me chime in on something you finished, Reggio.
Yeah, well, you know, the government helped them people when they come over here. We already here, they won't help us like that. You know what I'm saying? We don't get those type of loans. We get turned down for those type of loans. You know,
right.
I'm not saying that, you know, that you're correcting everything you're saying, but you know, we don't get that type of leg up, even though I think we should, you know, because we're here, we helped build this country.
But it's definitely
they do it for us.
Practices in the banking industry, that's for sure. We all know about all the racist banking tactics that they use to kind of push blacks away from business loans and deny us. They use all kind of tactics to keep us from gaining the financial backing to start businesses. That's why it's so important for us to know how to save and to work interest rates and how to work the system, so to speak. Now, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
I understand the meaning of putting the money back in our community. I can dig that. But there's another side to that. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
The businesses in our community got to be worth that, too.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
I'm gonna give you two examples of what happened to my family last week, week before last. My little sister had an issue at her house.
What now?
She had an issue with her room in her house where she needed to get some work done on her roof in her room.
Right.
They called one of the brothers. He quoted them a price. And he told them, they was like, well, we want the whole thing and gut it. He said he said his son, but he wasn't professional with it. Conversation that they had, she turned around, went outside, called his wife guy. He came over, had the van, had everything they needed, and charged them a good price. And he gutted it out, painted, did everything. The brother wasn't gonna do all that for what the white man did it for. You know, just like when my dad needed his truck fixed. Three brothers they called. Hey man, what's up? How you doing? Oh man, I slept late. Hispanic dude and his son came over there. They called my little sister. This is right the day before my birthday party.
Right.
My little sister. My dad really needed his truck fixed. They had to do like five jobs that day. They went straight to my dad's house, fixed his truck. But them three brothers, I'm sleeping late. I got to go pick up my little girl. You know, I can dig all that. But I got kids, too. When me and G had our lawn service,
right,
my kids understood, said, Dad got to make this money so you can have something.
Right.
And it kind of bit me in the butt in the end because when they got older, they were like, Dad, you gave us a lot, but we valued the time more. I can dig that, too. But you can't eat time. You
right.
can't put time on your back and wait. Time ain't gonna keep you warm.
Right.
That coat, if I'm out here grinding, this coat gonna keep you warm. That time I spend out here getting this money, this is gonna keep you warm. My time, yeah, I'm gonna give it to you. But if I'm tired, hey, I'd rather be tired and see you when I come home and spend 10 minutes with you than spend a whole day with you and can't do nothing for you.
Right. Well, let me tell you something, Kenny Wayne, that I've learned about that the hard way, just like sounds like you have as well. That is another thing. When I talk about financial literacy, we also need to be business literate as well.
Yeah.
You know, we want to open businesses, but we want to offer subpar services and products. And think that people are supposed to come pay top dollar for it. That's not business. That's bull crap. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't telling me nothing I have not witnessed or dealt with in my 51 years. Let me tell you something that my daddy told me a long time ago. You ain't got to fire a Negro. He will fire himself. All you gotta do is keep asking him to come to work. Basically fire himself by he came in late, he didn't show up, he worked, you know, he got to leave to go pick up his little girl, all that stuff. You said, guess what? When you leave to go pick up, don't worry about coming back. Because I told you we work from 8 to 5. Now at 1:30 in the afternoon, how in the world you think you're supposed to leave and go pick up your little girl? And we got a job to be here till 5 o'clock. But that has happened to Reggie. You know it didn't happen to us plenty of times.
Yeah.
We were working out there at Grable, working as supervisors. You get them brothers out there on the job, and then all of a sudden they calling back the dispatch talking about they got to leave the job. And then that mess your whole day up trying to get a job finished before a certain time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand, Kenny Wayne. You ain't got to explain to me about my people. I've been around us for a long time, brother. I know what we do and what we don't do.
Yeah, but
what we do with in the workforce.
I'd rather spend money in my community and generate them dollars, but you gonna have to prove that my dollars is worth it.
Exactly. I need you to make me feel like it means as much to you as it did when I had it.
Thanks.
It's the only way you're gonna really keep getting my money.
Yep.
I need you to make me feel like my money means just as much to you as me when it was in my pocket. Great. And the only thing you can do that is give me a good service or a good product, one of the two. What you about to say, Reggie?
I was saying I've gone through the same thing as well. Had a dude come fix my washer and dryer for me. He brought his wife with him. She all up in our bedroom trying to see what we got in our room. My wife closed the door. I kind of bust out laughing. You know, I was like, you know, I'm like, you know, why are you even here? Why? I mean, he'd have been to my house plenty of times without you, but all of a sudden he was here. She was looking out in the bedroom trying to see what we got. Like, I don't know what's going on with her. Told him he needed to charge us more money because he wasn't charging us enough. And then he wasn't even doing the work that he was supposed to be doing. Come to find out, you know that, JD, because I sold you the washer and there's some stuff wrong with it that he supposed to fix but didn't fix.
Well, yeah, I got it. I found somebody to finally fix it the right way, and it's working fine now. So yeah, you're right. I understand what exactly, man. But let me tell you something. Why is his wife up in y'all room? Y'all got a washer and dryer in y'all bedroom too?
Hey.
I wish I could explain it. That y'all got a washer dry in the garage and one in the bedroom upstairs?
That's hey, a bad. Fellas, my sound went off. Somebody tried to call on my sound went off. I can't hardly hear what y'all saying now.
I think that's what happened with mine earlier. It'll probably pop back on, Reggie. Yeah, Kenny Wayne, that's crazy for them to come to your house and be all over your house. Trying to see what you got. That's black folks though.
Hey man, she did that.
And let me tell you another thing that we'll do, Kenny Wayne.
Yeah.
They'll come to your house, a black man's house, and do a job a certain way, and go to a white folks house and do the job completely different. It'd be immaculate.
Yep.
With dealing with a white man's house, they give you what they call a that or do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They give you just enough. Yep. But they go, you know, we still have that slave mentality as black business people to try to please master.
Yeah.
You know, we want to outshine and monkey shine for the white folks, but for a brother, you want to give him a halfway job or that's good enough for him. Or man, look here, bro. That ain't how it's supposed to work, man. I've seen that to a lot of people, and I know a couple of business people, but I have seen them do that to folks, and I'd be like, man, why you do that, brother, like that, man? Oh, man, that'd be all right. But it ain't about whether or not they'll be all right. It's the caliber of work you gave them, man, and you charged them top price.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But then if you come at them about it, they want to get in the hip.
Right, right, exactly. Can you get to that,
Reggie? Yeah, no, I lost y'all for a second. I don't know what was going on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but I'm back.
But yeah, what we were talking about, Reggie, was black businesses who will do the same job for some black people as they do for some white people. But when they do it for the black people, they half-ass do the job or don't do it all the way. But when they do it for the white people, they do it above and beyond the call of duty. You know, I've had that happen to me a few times before. I know some business people, and like I told Kenny Wayne, I'm not gonna mention their name, but I have literally seen them do that to black folks. And I'll be like, bro, why you do it like that? Well, man, that's good enough for them, man. They all right.
That ain't how you do it, man. That ain't what you're supposed to do to people.
Well.
Yeah, but I have seen that happen, and I just think that that's a bad deal when you're dealing with people's money, man. You give me if you're gonna charge me the same price, I want the same caliber job that you're doing.
Well, you know, JD, man, we just a screwed up race, period. You know what I'm saying? We what we're talking about, it needs to happen. But it's hard to happen when it's people like that that's making it hard for us to do that. You know, why would you want to give your business to somebody that's not going to treat you right?
You're right. Yeah, the same thing happened to me, man. Somebody tried to call me, and now y'all voice went down. But we're going to get ready to get out of here anyway, man. It's getting close to the end of this show. It's been a pleasure talking to both of you guys, man. I appreciate y'all coming on the show. We once again had another great JD's Man Cave show. When we got some issues out there, man, it's just hard in our Black community. Man, I tell people all the time, the hardest job you will ever have is just being a Black man. And, you know, we all three of us are taking that job on every week and look like we're winning. So we're going to keep on winning and keep on doing what we got to do, man. Getaway, you go ahead and sign off first, brother. And we'll
see
y'all next week. Go ahead, man.
All right, America. This is Kenneth Wayne, the Residential Country Boy, signing out. Man, y'all have a blessed week. Stay safe. And pray and don't sweat the haters.
All right, Big Red Joe, you follow up with that, man.
Yeah, well, this is Red Joe because I say so. You know what I'm saying? Glad to be on with you fellas once again, and I look forward to seeing y'all again next week. Peace out.
All right. Appreciate y'all, man. Again, this is JD or JD's Man Cave, and we'll see y'all next week. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to hit us up during the week, and we'll get those comments and questions on the air, and we'll talk about them right here on JD's Man Cave. Peace out, fellas. Have a good week.
All right. Y'all too.